Cosmo's flight. When Cosmo woke up, he was crying. He had a dream that he was falling. This dream had recurred for the previous 5 nights. Cosmo was scared that his dreams were a preview of what was going to happen on his flight the next day. Cosmo was a supernatural being who was about to turn 15 years old. In his culture, boys of his age were required to participate in an important rite. They were given wings and instructed to orbit the Earth. After successful flights, the boys officially became men. Cosmo certainly wanted to be a man, but he was scared. He went to an oracle of a god named Dano. Cosmo said, "I'm not sure I can make such a long trip. What if I get tired? What if my strength stalls and I can't stay in the air? I'll crash and die." Dano replied, "Don't be afraid. You have all the relevant skills in your personal inventory that have been building up over the years. To ease your worry, let me tell you a little about what will happen tomorrow. You'll begin over Africa. You'll keep flying north until you come to the Himalayas. The mountaintops will look like small loaves of bread at such a high distance. The rivers of the world will look like pieces of blue string that cross the globe. Keep your body horizontal when flying against the winds of the Pacific Ocean. Keep your eyes open and enjoy the beauty of the earth. You will be fine. You'll see." Cosmo replied, "Thanks for the overview of my journey. I'll do my best." The next morning, Cosmo was provided with a divine set of wings and sent on his way. He flapped his wings and went high above the earth. He flew over mountains, oceans, and glaciers. After a while, his inward thoughts were no longer about falling. He was actually having fun. He began to hum a song as he enjoyed the view. When he reached home, his tribe was there to greet him. The chief said, "On behalf of the tribe, I declare you a man. We're proud of you, Cosmo." Cosmo was proud of himself, too.